DW, I heard you.
Audio.
Really good. It's like you're on an HT at a distance, probably a 5.8.
Oh, I guess there's nothing wrong with the audio. I don't know why it's not being heard on APRS. Everything looks right. I'm just on my old rubber ducks out here in the yard right now.
APRS is a whole different animal, but it sounds like it's transmitting and receiving fine, so, you know, your finals and stuff like that are good.
On high power, I got full scale off third beater, so just standing out here in the yard, so, I don't know.
With APRS, is it you trying to beacon or do messaging or what?
See, I got the smart beacon turned on. It's transmitting. I can see it keying up. I can hear the outgoing signal, but just not being picked up for some reason. I double and triple checked the path. All that looks correct.
With the map, there's two stations near you, but it doesn't look like there's any kind of digipeater, like, really anywhere close that might be hit by an HT. WX4PG up in around Pickens might do it, but that might be just too long of a shot for an HT.
Yeah, it should be. Well, I'm here in Caesar's Head in 4VD3. It's right up there next to the repeater, not quite as high, but it's got pretty decent coverage. I can easily hit it from here. I have been able to in the past. So, yeah, I don't know. Of course, my weather station here, it's not on, it's just transmitting on the internet. It's not hooked up to the RF network in any way. So, well, yeah, nothing really close as far as for HCs.
The problem I had once I got to about Easley, I got to Easley and I was still beaconing all the way into Clemson, nothing. All the way back from Clemson, nothing. I got on 85 and the beacons didn't start picking up probably until somewhere between Anderson and Piedmont. I think it's something with that area. Either there's terrain or there's just not a lot.
Yeah, 4XQ. Yeah, I'm just going to get some more digipeters back on around here. And I used to have one over here on the Liberty Water Tower. Yeah, I've been on there in quite a while. Caesar's Head's always been our main one around here. Well, it'd be nice to see a few more to fill in the holes.
I usually go through GSPSC on Parrot Mountain. That's a pretty reliable one, and then there's one in Simpsonville that seems to pick me up a good bit. I can't remember, it's like due south of me.
Shot to Paris Mountain from here also. I mean, I get the AT repeater full. Standing here right in the same spot. So, I don't know. I guess I need to pick up one of those HTs and see if it does any better.
I'm thinking it's your location, especially since you're kind of on the side of a hill. That blocks like 180 degrees of your signal because of that hill that goes from the front of your house up. And then you, I don't know. Got all those woods in the back. So you could try hooking it up to a 2-meter antenna on your tower and see if that pushes it out, but otherwise it seems like the HT is working fine.
Next, hook it up to one of my big antennas. If that doesn't work, then much else I can do. And the other way I can, should be able to do it from one of my base antennas. But anyway, I don't know, it's kind of odd. He's had no trouble. I'm hearing the digipeater, no problem. I'm watching it. It's almost full scale on receive. I'm picking, seeing a lot of stations pop up here on the station list, so it's having no trouble with receive.
Interesting. There might be an I-gate just southeast of you. November 4, Michael, November. Looks like they are just north of Piedmont. And they're like southeast of you. So I don't know if that's blocked by the hill or if you've got a good shot at that one.
Here, I don't have much around me as far as instructions. Of course, they got a water tank right here at the end of the road, so it's got to be a good spot. I have no immediate obstructions right around here at all as far as repeaters, working those. So, yeah, I don't know. I'll keep playing around with it, I guess.
Now hook it up to the base antenna. I mean, that's what I usually have to do if I want to get really good APRS and if I want to get wind link from my house, I have to hook the HT up to the base antenna. Otherwise, there's no way I hit WXPG. But when I put it on the base antenna, it's way up above me. It works like a charm. But just a regular antenna just inside the house doesn't work right. And I wonder if you do APRS, I know if you do some of these Raspberry Pi and Direwolf things, and you put the cable into the side of the HT, and then you use the HT antenna, it doesn't like it. But if you put a mobile antenna on it at least 2 meters away, that thing will work like a charm. So I wonder if there's some RFI when it comes to APRS. I mean, it's just a wild guess.
I know this thing, I pick up all kind of noise inside on this HT. It's very susceptible to RFI on the receive side. I was getting all kind of ash. I plugged that to my roll-up J-pole. Boy, it was really bad. It didn't really quiet down until I came out here in the yard. So it's just been a while since I played with it. I guess things around have changed a little bit. So let's keep plugging away at it.
That base antenna, see what it does. And I'll keep an eye out on APRSFI. And see if your call sign does anything else other than the TCP weather station.
S4XQ-7. That's what I got it set to. And I'm sitting here watching on the phone. It's seeing it pop up, so that's definitely not being heard. But I guess next thing we hook it up to one of my base antennas and see what happens.
Thing is, if it does not have a GPS lock, it will not beacon. I've noticed that on two different radios. If that radio does not have coordinates, it will not beacon. So I don't know if you just haven't been able to get a good GPS lock on it or not. But that seems to be another case.
All right, so I've got seven GPSs, seven satellites locked up right now. I can see it on the screen. I can see it transmitting when it. As soon as it got locked, it started transmitting. I got set for 2 minutes transmit rate. So it's definitely not that.
Is turn off smart beaconing. If smart beaconing is on and it doesn't move, it won't send anything out. So that might be another thing to try.
Yeah, the manual. See what that does.
Have an auto beacon every 2 minutes, but make sure smart beaconing is off, because if that's on and it, the coordinates are not changing dramatically, it's not going to send anything.
I have turned smart beaconing off. We'll see what that does.
It was on, and those coordinates stay roughly the same. It's not going to send anything, so that might be your trick there. VEW, you said you were using a -7 for that HD?
Yep, that's what it should come up as, TS4XQ7.
Keep an eye out for that SSID on your call sign. So I want to let you know, and let me know if it, Do you have any success with it yourself?
I found an adapter to hook it up to the base antenna. I guess that'll be the next thing to try. Anyway, we'll catch you later. KO4ZEW.
KO4ZEW, I'll be monitoring.